This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But right now, I know earlier on we did promise you that we will have an interview with Prof. Kooki Mandleni, but she had some things to do. But we do have Dr. Shozi, who is also the Deputy Director of CAD, who is joining us live on MUT Radio just to wrap up the Mandela Month in style. So we're just going to quickly welcome Dr. Shozi on MUT Radio. Dr. Shozi, welcome on MUT Radio.
A very good morning to MUT Radio listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's a sunny day, but it's all right because there are sports. I've heard there are aerobics that are currently happening down there. People are having fun at the rugby sports field. I believe that we are still going to continue having fun. So if you haven't went to that side, make sure you go to that side and check out what is happening. So, Doc, if I may ask, we are wrapping up in Mandela Month. So maybe if you can maybe come to a conclusion on some of the memorable moments that you've heard since you started this July.
Thank you very much. We started this July by planning in June and May.
Yes.
Where we met with various MUT stakeholders and external stakeholders, and the final planning was on the 27th of June, and then we kick-started the program on the 1st of July. And one of the critical things that the stakeholders said was that we must always open these programs with a prayer or a moment of silence. So we started the program on the 1st of July, where we had a prayer at this section in one of the churches. But we had various programs during the month of July. Different departments and external organizations have their own programs. I'll just highlight the key programs that we had.
Yes.
We had the substance abuse awareness program that is led by our head of department, our director for community engagement and development directorate, Professor Kooki Mandleni, where we're training different people on substance abuse awareness, on how they could actually go out and actually assist in terms of raising awareness about substance abuse. The other one is, we also had last Friday on the 25th, we had a Green Initiative for Climate Change. This is a program again led by Prof. Kooki Mandleni. This program is to raise awareness about ensuring that our campus is clean. Over and above that, deal with issues and the impact of climate change. There are other programs run by other departments like biomedical sciences, where they went to a school in Nandengwamashu and distributed sanitary pads to young girls. We also had a masterclass which we partnered with MUT Radio and Macombs yesterday, where we're raising the issues of student voluntarism and the importance of voluntarism. And we also had at Dennis Hurley, because we're promoting voluntarism. So we requested staff members from their own pocket to contribute some money so they can buy food that you could cook at Dennis Hurley on the 24th of this month. Staff members, students, came together at Dennis Hurley. They prepared breakfast for more than 350 people.
Wow.
And they also prepared lunch for more than 400 people. So, but that came from their own pockets. They contributed from their own pocket, not from the university coffers.
Wow.
And Dennis Hurley was also excited. So what it means, though, is that voluntarism is not about volunteering your service. But if you have some means, little money that you have, you can also contribute to champion the cause for justice in this country. So there is a lot. And I know on Saturday last week as well, there was a planting that Professor Mandleni, they have a program on agriculture that they're actually promoting, where they're planting in one of the schools. We also have a program, the STEM program, where we have taken about 5 schools in around in Umlazi, where they're trained on maths and science on Saturdays. So we had that. This week as well, we have a program where we're training about 20 young learners from 2 schools on computer and robotics. The university is also giving them about 20 laptops. But that's a partnership between the university, the Bengisita and Ilet, where we're training those students so that at least we arm them for the fifth industrial revolution or the fourth industrial revolution and with the new technology, and must also understand that.
Wow, that is amazing, Prof. So you've mentioned all of these programs, but today there is a sports day that is taking place, Mandela Sports Day, in collaboration with the Department of Sports. So it is a very unique way to close off in Mandela Month. So any motivation behind this?
Yeah, I left that for last.
Oh.
we felt that because everyone was running around. Mm. And remember, Mandela Month is an apex of volunteerism, where students and staff, all of them, they go out and they volunteer to commemorate and celebrate 67 years of Mandela's service to our country and the world. So, but we said Mandela as well was a sports person. We know that like boxing and other sports. So we felt that we must close this day on the 21st with the sport program. So we call it a funny day where we have various programs. One, the aerobics, the inflatable games, there's soccer, there's netball, there's chess. People are also going to run. So it's very nice. So we felt that we should also do that. But also what is critical about this is that we must also make sure that because these are staff members, these are students, we must also keep them active, must be healthy as well. So issues of diet also become very, very critical. Even in sports as well, people should know that in sports there are careers. So there are various careers they can also pursue. Not only about playing and also being fun, it's also about what is it that you can do to contribute in sports to actually lessen or make sure that we don't have diseases, we live health and so on. And what other opportunities are there for all of us in sports?
Wow. And that is amazing, Doc. So because Mandela Month, you know, it is in July, but maybe is there any way that you are planning maybe to keep the momentum going maybe throughout the year?
Remember, we are a community engagement directorate.
Yes.
Our duty, the university has actually taxed us to ensure that the university on a daily basis interacts with communities. It's our duty. So there are programs that are actually running. For example, the masterclass that we had yesterday, there are conversations that we must actually have. MUT Radio must host these masterclass on a monthly basis. We are going to have on a quarterly basis as well, engage our own staff members. So as we speak, on the 16th of August, we are going to have an induction workshop for volunteers that are volunteering at Dennis Halley Center. So the momentum is there. As we know, there is a conference from our department on the 18, 19, 20 on scholarship of engagement, where lecturers and students will actually write papers and present on these issues. So the momentum carries on, and there are also programs that would actually carry on. So we are not going to end today. It's going to actually continue, but we make July as an apex where all of us could converge and actually celebrate and make sure that we enhance the programs of community engagement and development.
Wow. And that is amazing, Doc. So maybe you have mentioned a lot of programs that you have done this month. Maybe is there any personal highlights for you out of all of these programs that you have done this month?
No, it's always difficult when we're a player, just to actually, maybe the spectators will always say this was the best. One of the programs that we did as well, this we partnered with our Chancellor's team, AmaZulu.
Wow.
On the 18th of July, where we're painting one of the schools called Mafukuzela Primary School.
Yes.
So there was so many organizations there. That's one of the highlights. And I think the awareness raising workshop as well was a highlight. And I think the Dennis Halley program was also a highlight. The cleaning campaign. And remember, the cleaning campaign, CAD is partnering with our infrastructure department with the head of facilities. So, and we're actually coming together. So for me, the highlight was where there was a program where all of us were partnering as MUT and we're seeing MUT as one. So for me, those were, but I think all of them, it was the highlight, but I think it also extend the hand for me for communities to see that MUT is there. And you could hear other universities as well being envious of what to do is MUT.
Yes.
They always treat us as one of the smallest universities, but the things that we do, I think they also want to actually replicate what you do in their own institutions. Okay. And even other students as well in other universities, they could see this and they also follow us. So for me, that's really, really, really a highlight.
Yes. Thank you very much. Before I let you go, Dr. Shozi, maybe any message that you would like to send to young people to keep the Mandela legacy going?
For me, the message is that our MIT students must actually begin to actually volunteer in various programs. That actually opens more doors for them to understand the challenges that are actually facing our country, and also will actually assist them to understand and be able to actually have opportunities for employment. So you must volunteer, and they must also continue to study so that they can actually understand the challenges that we have. And I think we need to, as young people, they need to be innovative as well in terms of what is it that they want to change? What are unique things that they want to actually come up with that are going to actually change South Africa for the better?
Wow. Thank you very much, Dr. Chosen. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.